you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of our series titled, The Diligent Person.
Proverbs 21:5, the thoughts of the diligent tend only towards plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. The thought of the diligent tends towards plenteousness. Their thoughts produce plenteousness, and their thoughts are focused on and concentrating on getting, not lacking. It immobilizes you to concentrate on lack. It complaining will always hold you back, because the one person spends their brain power thinking of a solution, and the other person spends their brain power on worry and complaining. But a diligent person knows they're going to do something about it. That's just given, because it's their nature. They're diligent. So they're not going to sit back and say, that's it for me in life. Everybody stacked all the chips against me. I'll never make it. There's no need. A diligent person's never even thinking like that. Their thoughts are towards plenteous. Now, how are we going to change this? What do I need to do? Who do I need to study? Who's doing good? Let me study them and see what they do. The thoughts of a diligent person. You need to recognize whether you're diligent. If you're not in that area, you need to develop that characteristic. Because remember, when we studied keys to faithfulness or the D's towards success, one of them was diligent. Discipline, dedication, determination, diligence, and dependability. You had to be diligent, because it's going to take more than one push to get a successful life. You're going to have to push and push and push. Paul said, he said like this, he said, I press towards the mark. I wish he'd have said, I just walked over to the mark. Makes life so easy. I was in failure, then I just walked to success, and it's all cool now. It's great. He said, I press towards the mark for that prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Has anyone ever won a relay race who didn't finish the race? You had to at least be diligent enough to go around the track, didn't you? But there's people that think they're going to succeed by having a quitting. And that's exactly opposite to the diligent person. You don't start something. At least I don't start anything that I plan on quitting. If I start it, I'm going to see it through to completion, because I want to be a diligent individual, because I know that's going to cause me to win a whole lot more being diligent than being a quitter. I tell our kids, like so many parents have told their kids, quitters never win and winners never quit. That is to build or instill diligence in a person. Quitters never win, and winners never quit, and you decide what you will be. No one can decide for you whether you're a diligent or non-diligent individual. That's a decision you make of your own. Let's look here in that same verse in the today's English version. What was that, 21:5? Make sure I got the right one. I don't want to get ahead of myself. 21:5 says, the thoughts of the diligent tend towards plenteousness. And in the today's English version, it says, plan carefully and you will have plenty. Interesting. What is that person doing with their thought? They're planning. I tell you, the diligent person takes a proactive. Diligent people are proactive, not reactive. They don't say, oh, this has happened to me. You have basically personalities and types of people that are victim mentalities. Always a victim. Always somebody's done something to me. Always something's happening to me. Always somebody made me this or made me that. That's not being diligent to be proactive, to be reactive like that. To be diligent, you have to be a person to say, hey, what he is what he is. I belong to a financial seminar group, Helen and I, years ago, Charles Givens Financial Seminar, and Helen won some contests, some these expensive tickets, so we got to go to Houston, Texas for a weekend super power, super mind, super self seminar. And the guy was talking. We never would have paid that kind of money to go, but she won the contest, so it's thousands of dollars each, but we went in, it was free. And the guy was talking about how people are not diligent and consistent in effort, so then they don't overcome things, and they just naturally just give up just because there's a challenge. It's almost like you go on somewhere and the devil says, boo, and they just say, I'm not going there. Just no stick-to-itiveness, no courage, no faith. Just stop. And do you know how many people have stopped in life? Sometimes you talk to somebody, they may be older, they may be getting it 50, 60, 70s, and they say, yeah, I had my chance. Are you dead? Have you stopped breathing? No, you know, if I was just 20 again, if you were just 20 again, you'd do the same thing you're doing now because you're still doing it. You're still quitting. You're still giving up. You're not, if you got breath left and you won't put your hand to the plow, we can give you 30 more years and you still won't put your hand to the plow because you still haven't learned, put your hand to the plow. If you become diligent, then you are diligent. If you are not diligent, you wouldn't be diligent if we gave you 30 years again. That's still a lie to yourself. You decide right now whether you're the kind of person is going to stop quitting, stop giving up, and stop running just because it's hard. Oh, you know, I really want to get out of financial debt. We got a bunch of books in here on how to get out of debt, debt reduction, rapid debt reduction, how to end debt, all kinds of books, all kinds of things in there. And some people aren't diligent enough to finish the book. Some aren't diligent enough to walk and stop and turn in the bookstore and get the book.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Now, you got to stop and think. If you're not diligent enough to at least pick it up and read it, can you really expect to benefit from it?
Nope.
And what stopped us? We quit. But we really, really wanted to get our debt, though, didn't we? We still really, really want to get out really badly, but not enough to do anything. Or to start and then quit. To make a budget and then break the budget. If you missed it, get back on track. Diligent people sometimes miss it, but they just refocus and get back on track. But if you got off track on your budget and you know your budget is a tool that you can use towards financial prosperity, which is the will of God for you, and you got off your budget or you broke it and need to create a new budget or things change in your life, you need to reestablish your budget like I had to do, be diligent enough to do that. Don't just go on wasting money or indiscriminately spending and increasing the debt again. Because as time goes by, if you're not diligent to know the state of your flock, you will be in trouble again or in deeper trouble than you were before. What it takes to get out of debt, it takes to stay out of debt. It took diligence to get out. It takes diligence to stay out. Diligence is who we should become. Diligent individuals. That is Christian character. One more time, I'll read that and we'll go on. It says that diligent person, plan carefully and you will have plenty if you plan carefully. Plan and goals go together. What is the difference between a goal and a dream? A goal is written. If you have not written it down, although you think you have a plan in your head, it's still just a dream. The Bible says, have the vision, but put it on tablets and make it plain that all the sea it may run with it. You need to write down what your goal is. Your goal, you might say, is to get out of debt. That's not a goal. I don't care if you write down to get out of debt. A goal includes what? The plan or steps to achieve it. The diligent person does what? They plan. They plan. So if you're going to be a diligent person, not only do you have a goal, a place you're headed to financially, maritally, relationship, wherever, you have a place you're headed to, you have a plan to get there. Some people say they're headed to heaven, but their plan or the map that they planned out is actually on its way to hell. You know, you can be on your way to hell singing, I'm on my way to heaven, shouting the victory. And you can be on your way to hell all the time saying it. I could be singing, we're going to California, driving to Detroit. You think I'm going to get to California? No, I'm not going to get to California. Doesn't matter what you're singing, how happy you are, or how good you feel about it, or how exciting it is. If your map is not lined up to the destination you're headed to and you're not following it, you can write the map. You can write the plan. You can make the plan and then just do the opposite and still not get there. Diligent person includes that person who makes the plan. They have somewhere they want to go. They stop all the complaining, stop all the excuses, stop all the lack, and figure out, what do I want? What do I want? Where do I want to go? Where do I want to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What does God want for me? What's the Bible say I can have? Good grief. What am I supposed to be doing? Let me get a vision. Let me get a plan. Now let me sit down and take that plan, be diligent to write the steps to it, put timetables on it, and let me start walking in that direction, and let me check every now and then, check the map. You know, you stop at a gas station, but we're in the right place. Yeah, okay. You start seeing cities is not on the map, you got to get concerned. You know, people on their way out of debt, and they start seeing the net worth go the wrong way. That ought to concern you. You shouldn't keep driving. And you should stop every now and then. Look, I suggest at least every 90 days, check your net worth and see if you're headed towards a financial goal. Are you going there? Because, you know, a lot of things can happen that makes it look like or feel like you're getting out of debt when really you're not moving at all or getting in deeper. You have to check every now and then, am I on the right track? That way, if you got off, you say, oh, okay, course adjustment. Diligent people do these things because they're trying to achieve whatever it is they're continually pressing an effort towards accomplishing. The diligent person, the diligent individual, again, a diligent individual is going to be the one who has thoughts that tend towards plenteous. They plan, they have goals, they lay things out. Let's look at another verse here. Proverbs 27, 23. It says in the King James, be thou diligent to know what? And look well to thy herd. Now, how many people in here got a herd? Got some flocks, some sheep. Anybody raising sheep, goats, bulls? Not really, are we? So we need to take this one and modernize it a little bit, don't we? We have to kind of like, you know, I counted my goats. I got none. Counted my sheep. I got none. I'm keeping track of that real good, Brother Willie. I ain't got none, okay? But I can't, that scripture doesn't mean anything to me because I'm not agricultural like that. But what I do have is I may have a couple of pennies to rub together, some nickels, some dimes, some quarters, a few bills. Now, am I keeping account of what comes in and what goes out? Do you know how much you spent last month? In premarital counseling, when the people come in and getting ready to be married, and I know it's a big challenge financially, finances, lack of finances causes huge huge strain on a marriage. People, a lot of husbands, wives fight over how to handle the money, what we're going to do with the money, the lack of money, and it creates a lot of unnecessary problems. The lack of money shouldn't even belong to the Christian. That's not an issue we should even have. But we're going to have that issue if we don't keep track of inflow and outflow. And remember what I said, if your outflow exceeds your income, then your upkeep will become your downfall. Okay? If your outflow, your monthly outflow exceeds your monthly income, then your upkeep will become your downfall. And that is the average American sitting in this room right now. That's how common it is. It's the average American right now doesn't know how much they spent last month. Has debt. The only way to get in debt is spend more than you have. Otherwise, your net worth will still stay the same. But if I'm making, you know, $2,000 this month and I spend, thank you, dear, and I spend $2,500 this month, I'm kind of getting into debt, aren't I? Other than that, it's just shifted. I hadn't paid this bill yet, but I have the assets to pay the bill. But I just hadn't paid it yet. But the problem is we create liabilities that we don't have assets to cover. You are now getting negative net worth. You're going into debt.
Today's message has been part one of the series, The Diligent Person.
This is all the time we have for today, but as always, I believe this program is making a positive change in your life. Here's an address you may use to join me in keeping the positive change broadcast available to you on this station. Send an offering of support to Positive Change, 3132 Fortune Way, Suite D27 in Wellington, Florida, 33414. Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith in the Lives is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. prayerfully and financially.